Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, that's right, guys. The lawsuit names the city of St. Louis, the police union, and its business manager, Jeff Rorta, as well as a local attorney, Gerard Carmody. He's the special prosecutor leading the charges against a private investigator hired by the circuit attorney. Now, circuit attorney Kim Gardner has long been saying she's been treated unfairly. The city's first African-American prosecutor, Gardner, called the lawsuit unprecedented, claiming civil rights violations as well as violations of other federal laws.
Fire that sucker off.
And the evil one crept up and slipped away with her.
That's my false setup.
Bad and bougie.
Uh-huh.
Tim Jones, good morning, my friend. How are you?
Good morning, Mark. Doing great.
I'm glad to hear it. What do you make of this civil rights lawsuit filed by Kim Gardner against her own city and city police officers?
Well, Mark, you know, when you're the epitome, the poster child of incompetence and ignorance, it's got to be because everyone in the city of St. Louis is racist. I mean, that seems to be the Democrats' answer to everything. And Kim Gardner has no one to blame for the situation she's in except for Kim Gardner. And, Mark, I can say that because I served with Kim Gardner back in the legislature here in the Missouri General Assembly. I wasn't impressed then, and I'm less impressed now. She strikes me as someone who is who plays a lot of small ball, who's very mean-spirited, and generally incompetent. And that's a bad combination. And, Mark, she's getting criticism from all sides of the political spectrum. You know, Jeff Rorta is a Democrat. I serve with Jeff as well. You know, he may agree with us on certain issues involving law enforcement, et cetera. You know, he's kind of an old school Democrat back when Democrats cared about law and order and things like that. But he's absolutely a Democrat. You know, if Jeff Rorta had been a politically expedient guy, being from Jefferson City, then when he ran recently for office down there, you know, he would have just switched to become a Republican. So she's getting criticism from her party, from people who have no party affiliation whatsoever and are just worried about the rule of law. And she's receiving criticism from people of all races, colors, creeds, and codes. Why? Because she deserves it. I mean, Mark, she has an abysmal conviction rate. She's mishandled every major case that's come her way. I think she's 0-7 now. No matter where you were on some of these politically charged cases, like the Greitens matter or whatever you want to bring up, substantively, she's a bad circuit attorney. And because of that, Mark, she's already drawn. Once again, the Democrats are critical of her. She has at least one, if not two, contenders on the Democratic side of the aisle who want to take her job away from her because they realize how bad she's wrecking the city of St. Louis.
Yeah,
she's not the only one doing it, but she's participating in an all-in type of manner.
I've heard that from several Democrats. In fact, they don't want to go out publicly and say it, but these are people, you know, who hold power in the city in one form or another, and, you know, they're embarrassed by it. They are. They see what's going on.
Yeah, Mark, and why don't they want to come forward publicly? Because they'll be accused of being racist, you know? I mean, it's just – and that word gets thrown around, so which is sad, because do I believe that there's still racism in aspects of our world? Absolutely. But when you use it so freely and so willingly and in such a pearl-clutching, hand-wringing way, it becomes an irrelevant term when it gets cast around by that. And so – you know, Kim Gardner has been under fire almost since the day she walked in the office. It's why she's drawn a significant Democratic primary opponent. I believe she'll have more than one. It's why people do not want her in that position running the city.
Yeah, it's a good point. Speaking of the legislature, I have to ask, we missed you last week. You were in Florida, I believe, when we were in Jeff City. So now that you're back and relaxed and refreshed from your little break there, what are you expecting? What do you think is the biggest story developing in this legislative session so far?
So, Mark, early, I think we talked about this last week, or I know we've talked about this before, is, you know, the one thing you can be certain of is that what everybody thinks the big drama blockbuster issue is going to be at the beginning of session, it hardly ever is at the end, right? However, the thing that's developing early on was basically some of the unfinished business, and I'm going to fault the legislature for this. It is run by Republicans. They failed to move across the finish line last year a proposal to the Missouri voters to fix the incorrectly, inaptly, improperly named Clean Missouri Initiative. And that is because that initiative, on the front end, it was called Clean Missouri because it styled itself as some kind of ethics reform package. It actually was a pretty light ethics reform package, had some things in there that didn't really make a lot of sense. Why is that? It was all window dressing for what was buried deep within that proposal, that very long five-page single-space proposal. Near the end, the last few paragraphs were a gerrymandering scheme. And remember, Barack Obama and Eric Holder, they promised to do this to as many states as possible on their way out of office. Why? Well, because Barack Obama's legacy included losing over 1,000 legislative seats across the country because people rebelled against his version of the transformation of America. So Barack Obama said, well, okay, now in my retirement years, I'll raise buku bucks and run around the country with Eric Holder, and we'll try to either convince legislatures to do this, or we'll try to put it on the ballots in states where we can do that, and we will try to completely upend the redistricting process for your state legislative seats so you all can win some of those seats back. That's what they did in Missouri with tons of George Soros funding, with assistance from Barack Obama and Eric Holder, and they put Clean Missouri on the ballot. And I hate to say this, but Missourians, I'm not going to say they were hoodwinked, Mark, because it was disguised. Missourians were misled is what they were. They weren't hoodwinked. They were unaware of that Trojan horse buried deep within the Clean Missouri proposal to change the very bipartisan procedure that we currently have. Mark, the state legislature currently does not redraw their own districts. It starts with a bipartisan commission set up by whoever the governor currently is at the time. In this case, it'd be Mike Parson if he wins re-election. And if the bipartisan commission can't do it, then it goes to a panel of judges. Well, Mark, for the last 30 to 40 years in Missouri, there's only been there's been Matt Blunt as governor, very few Republicans. The judges in this state have generally been chosen by the trial bar, and so they're Democratic leaning. So it's been, if anything, redistricting over the last few cycles has been in favor, it's leaned towards Democrats. But
right.
Because of the way it's written in our Constitution, the districts have been fair and compact and contiguous and all these words. The Clean Missouri Initiative wants to upend all of that and say, well, you got to draw districts more, quote, competitively. Well, how are you going to do that, Mark, when you have a district out in Sedalia that's an 80% Republican district where you're going to start drawing weird districts? And that's what the Republicans need to fix. That's what the big talk in Jeff City is right now here at the beginning of session, is putting a new proposal before the Missouri voters.
It's a good point. I mean, it's begging for gerrymandering, which is what all the Democrats claim they're against. So it'll be interesting to see how that debate goes. Hey, Tim, I want to invite you tonight. There's a Democratic debate going on, but instead we're going to have Tricia go to her new house. She's going to paint a room. I'm going to bring the bourbon, and we're going to sit and watch the paint dry instead.
That actually sounds a lot more exciting, Mark. you could count me in on that. Actually,
awesome.
Mark, I got my calendar a week late. I'm actually heading down to Jefferson City today, and that'll be about just as exciting as well, because there's really nothing going on in January in Jeff City after the opening day.
Yeah,
but I'm going to go down, and and I've got my Missouri Center-Right Coalition meeting tomorrow, so we're going to meet with some folks down there. But, yeah, Mark, I honestly thought there was maybe a debate tonight. I thought I had heard about it, but I really didn't know. Mark, if people like you and I who live and breathe, this is our blood sport, this is our passion, this is what we love to do, if we could care less about the 7th or 8th or whatever Democratic debate, you know that a majority of Americans are not tuning in. Now, the only reason we might tune in is apparently the gloves have come off finally, the non-aggression pact is over between Pocahontas Warren and crazy socialist Bernie Sanders. So that could make for some good television drama.
Yes,
to watch the what are people in their 70s called? Watch the old white liberals yell at each other. You know, I guess that could be fun.
I think that's why that got released, was to stir up more interest in the debate tonight. That's probably it.
Yeah, Tim, Mark, isn't it amazing that going into the Iowa caucuses, which are just a few weeks away, we may have a Senate impeachment trial going on. Oh, by the way, Mitch McConnell, epic owning of the liberals there, right? I mean,
yes,
just absolutely schooling Nancy Pelosi on what divided government really truly means. But also, you know, you've got Joe Biden, the presumptive nominee, you know, the darling of the left, the old white liberal rich guy. Oh, what a great party of diversity. He's running like fourth in Iowa and third in New Hampshire. This is the great savior. I mean, I don't know, Mark. It's going to be interesting to watch this as this all finally kicks off. Can you believe it? It's almost a year, a few weeks away, we head to Iowa.
Tim, have a great trip to Jeff City.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.